Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast.
Now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson.
Two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers.
Morning, Briggs.
Good morning, Dodson.
Good morning. Oh, come on. Can we just say queen?
You can
Do we
call
have
me
to
queen.
Say your first name?
You can absolutely call
I
me
mean,
queen.
I mean, you've got the perfect last name, Heather Queen.
Absolutely. That is an amazing last name.
Right?
Yes.
But where are you going? To the Queens?
Yeah. To the Queen's house.
Queen Heather.
Queen Heather. I mean, we could play with that name all day long.
Well, you definitely are living up to that name right now.
Oh, I know. Queen. Who knew you were giving it for a higher purpose?
It's crazy.
Special guest, honorable guest, Heather Queen, literally, figuratively, all of the Lees, Heather Queen.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. This is so exciting. I'm happy to be here.
We're lucky that you're
so
here.
Glad you're here.
If I was dealing with breast cancer, I would be like, all of you and the whole world can all go fuck off forever.
Right.
But not Heather, because she's a queen. Yeah. So she's like, of course I'll come and share my story.
And especially right after you just came from a treatment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I think that's all the more interesting, though, because I have not ever personally had someone go through this that I've known in my own circle of people. Everyone has all of their weird ideas and notions of what it's like, which, I mean, I know radiation is different for everybody anyway, but in my ignorance, I was kind of like, is she in bed all day
like,
long?
Right. Shouldn't you be home in bed, like exhausted?
Well, it does have that. It comes with that. But yeah, it's the strangest. I was the same way. I had no idea what to expect. And then you go in the first day and you lay there and you feel nothing. You see nothing. You barely hear a little buzz and you're like, all right.
Really?
That's it. You know,
no. It's so strange. I mean, make it sound bigger. Make it sound like it's fire dragon breathing.
Oh, well, 3 weeks in, my right boob is fire dragon breathing.
Okay, so there's the badassery of it.
Okay.
So we're lucky to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for bringing your water and whatever amazing Starbucks drink you have. Pumpkin season. Well, it's still bourbon season here.
Well, right.
So let's just toast and start and raise whichever one you want, Heather.
We're going to raise our glasses and do our
slam down.
Slam down.
Can we
cheers
do it to
Heather
Queens,
Queen?
To Queens and Dragonfire. Like, not you as a victim of it, but
no.
I think that that's something powerful.
To
like
all queens.
Yeah.
To all Absolutely. Queens.
To that.
Cheers.
Cheers. There we go. And we're off.
Okay.
Okay. WTFs.
Oh. Who's got one?
I can go first.
Yeah, you go first. You suggested it.
Oh, we have to do it every time. It's kind of part of our deal. And just like, because just clear out the fuckery before
well,
we get into
it. We should have our guest do her WTF.
Oh my goodness. The newbie going first? I don't know.
No,
we'll go
this way.
All right.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Do you want to hear about MK's like bad, disrespectful attitude or the fact that I'm a terrible driver? Just, or that I still have acne? Well, but
I already know that you're a terrible, slow-ass sloth driver.
Not slow and sloth, also stupid.
Oh.
Oh.
You want me to talk about how disrespectful MK was to you online?
Oh, to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is that what you were going to talk about?
I was.
Well, you're blindsiding me with that one, Dodson.
Okay, I'll tell you.
All right. Go ahead.
No, we'll do the driver thing.
No.
Do you want to hear about how...
Dodson's a granny driver. Moving on to the other one. I want the other one.
You want the one with how rude my kid is?
First of all, I just came here today.
So let's do the driving.
After the most awful, like, disrespect in my house this morning also.
I know.
So I need to know I'm not alone in this.
You're to the point now where I'm like, I'm just going to talk to her in a week because you've got more shit going on in your house right now.
Yes, but this morning was a lot of, like, disrespect from my daughter, so I want to hear disrespect from
your
daughter.
Well, I'm like...
We need to be in misery together.
Misery loves company.
Absolutely.
I know. Damn that cliche. I'm like,
true.
Who the fuck do you think you are talking back to Mrs. Briggs online? Like, you don't get to just respond. So we had... There's the open the school rallies or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so MK went to protest... the rally.
Oh, she was there?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't see her
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Well, so she was actually against the rally.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I'm like, oh, you left your bedroom to go to a cause. Okay.
I did not see one person there that was opposed.
I was out of town.
Right. I know.
But I can still see through my phone. Mm-hmm. And I see that, you know, you did a post that you were there and whatever. You said nothing politically charged or whatever.
No. Just that freedom of speech.
And you're allowed to say what you want anyway.
Are not doing well with e-learning. So I am very, very much pro open the schools and pro my kids need to be in their sports.
So that's my opinion. I saw her Insta and commented, never mind that we're in the middle of a global pandemic. And I'm like, oh my God, excuse you. So then I comment, excuse you, MK, show a little respect.
Now they're getting into a rant on my Instagram. Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm like, so then I was talking to her. I'm like, excuse me, who do you think you are talking like that, to commenting on Mrs. Briggs' stuff like that? That is so disrespectful. And she's like, I'll say what I want and I'll say it to her face too. I'm like, really? You will? Let's go over to her house if you're so ballsy with your freaking comments. Well, no, like I have homework to do. I'm like,
They're ballsy behind the keyboard.
That pisses me off. Yeah. And I just think that's fucking fuck.
That didn't bother me one single bit, Dodson, just
liar.
So you know.
I thought it was so rude.
When I saw the comment.
And the follow-up was rude.
I was like, oh, how she said, hi, mom. After you said.
Oh, little shit. Oh, when I was like, you respect Mrs. Briggs. And she's like, hi, mom. I'm like, I'm going to Insta beat your ass. Mm-hmm. So that was mine. Because I was just like, seriously? You can't keep anything to yourself? Let's go over to the Briggs then.
Freedom.
No, I'm not going to go over there. I'm afraid of the boys. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You're really brave behind
Super
your
brave.
Screen.
Super brave.
That's where they get it.
Yeah.
So you're up.
All right. Well, my life has been pretty uneventful because I literally go between hospitals and my house these days. But I got a flu shot on Saturday thinking I'm doing all the right things and this is great. Mm-hmm. The flu shot kicked my ass. Oh. Like, it kicked, like, what the fuck? It kicked my ass.
Have you gotten the flu shot in the past? Has it kicked your ass in the past?
Not this bad.
Okay.
Like, my poor kids had me piled under 6 blankets. I'm in bed all day on Sunday.
I had the fever chills.
I had all the things. And I'm like, because I'm not going through enough.
Right.
Right. And you're trying to be smart and, you know, follow your medical advice while you're compromised. And it decides to kick your butt.
And it killed me.
That's right.
Did they tell you that you have a greater chance of having those side effects from the flu shot? Was it directly related to the radiation? Like,
all I can say is I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every other time that I've gotten a flu shot, which I don't get them often, but I get them when I feel like they're necessary.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a necessary year. And so I was like, I'm doing the right thing. And my doctor told me to go get it. And you know, but they've said all along, well, you know, you got to be careful. You're more susceptible, you know. And well, apparently I'm more susceptible to the dead strains of the flu that they put in my body because it
So you actually got the flu from
the
flu shot.
They say you can't get the flu.
Well, it's...
I know, but you had the symptoms, clearly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who cares if it's official or not? Symptoms...
Let me tell you, I felt like I got the flu. I had 24 hours.
We're going to say that you did and that you conquered the flu.
I conquered it in 24 hours.
In a pandemic during radiation because you're a queen.
So, but I'm just like...
Straighten your crown, queen.
What is going on?
Wow.
So, yeah. I was looking for my crown this morning to give it to you, but then one of my kids was like, I think it's at the neighbor's. I'm like, well, that's a wonderful place for my crown.
Great.
Thank you for taking it to a neighbor.
My crown is broken.
Yours is a little... We say that in our opening.
I know.
Queens with broken crowns. Yours is broken right now.
Oh, yeah. Mine's just shattered to shit.
We need to get some glue.
She just needs a whole new one.
There we go.
Do you have a WTF?
Well, kind of.
I mean, you've got like 50, but... Oh, you do, from this morning.
No, not from this morning. This one happened a few nights ago. No, last week.
Okay.
But it's still in my brain, what the fuck was that? So my daughter had gotten a cold. You know, she had a COVID test. It was negative, whatever. She just had like a bad cold.
Colds will still happen and we'll just have to walk around and be like, hi, I have a cold, not the COVID.
But people are, you sniffle or cough and people are.
There's no sneezing.
She was very stuffed up, you know, and it kind of went around like from my son to my daughter. I didn't get it, luckily, but whatever. So she's into all this, like, holistic. She's vegan. She does all this naturopath type things. She doesn't take medicine.
She bring out the turmeric.
Well, of course. I mean, she was making herself all kinds of teas, you know, apple cider vinegar with the cayenne pepper and the, you name it. I'm like, Olivia, do you want me to give you some like NyQuil? You know,
would you like to be sedated?
I just go straight to, like, I went through this whole phase too. Like, I went through this whole period of time in my life where I was like, you know, oh, I'm going to take the homeopathic. Yeah, that shit didn't work for me. I know you're giving me the face like I'm bad because I just went back to NyQuil.
Whatever you want.
I had to do what was effective for me. Like, I do holistic stuff for certain areas in my life that it is effective for me, right? And I prefer to go that route in the first place. I don't want to take NyQuil, right?
Well, NyQuil and Mucinex exist in case the other shit, mm-hmm. like ginger, doesn't work.
Right.
Or if you just don't have the damn time to be all holistic.
I usually will try that route first. And then if it's not working, then I'm like, damn it, just give me the NyQuil. The Benadryl, the Z-Quil, whatever. All the things that are bad for you. So she just said, I just want to detox my body naturally. And she's going into this whole description. I'm like, that's fine. You do whatever you want to do. But just know that if you're not feeling better and you want to take some over-the-counter medicine, or if you feel like you need to go to the doctor, I got you. So yeah, so she's like, I'm going to take a bath and I'm going to, you know, do a detox bath and I'm going to do this and that, and had all this stuff lined up to feel better. So I'm like, fine, go do your thing, whatever. She has a bathroom in her room. You know, go do whatever you need to do. Now, I'm not a bath person, okay? I'm a shower person. I don't like laying in my own filth. Right? But I know I have tons of friends that only take baths, like mm-hmm. they don't shower. I'm not that person. So I never use my bathtub in my bathroom. But for days, you guys, days, I'm like, why does my bedroom and my bathroom smell so bad? Like rotten onions or something. And
oh my
God,
did she do that thing where you put the onion there to catch your virus?
Now, hey, I have done this before. I cut an onion and put it on my nightstand.
But it smells like shit.
Well, I didn't know where the smell was coming from. And I'm like looking in the toilet.
Somebody
I'm
has
like,
B.O. You
know, right. And I have a bunch of smelly teenagers in my house. I get that. And like three boys and, you know, the girl, they all smell, right? But I could not figure out this smell. It was really starting to piss me off. I'm like, is there a dead animal like under my cabinet or whatever? For days. And now, mind you, I don't use my bathtub. So eventually, I don't know what. Oh, I know. I have two windows over my bathtub. And it was really nice outside. And I'm like, I'm going to go stand up onto the bathtub, like the side of the bathtub to open the windows because it was like nice, you know, and I need to get this smell out of here. I looked in my bathtub and it is covered, you guys. And this is a big bathtub covered in onions and raw oats.
Oh. What's the purpose of oats?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like the oat milk thing? The oat milk bath thing?
It wasn't oat milk. It was like
oatmeal.
It was like the bit she used.
That's disgusting.
Steel.
Oh, they
organic,
were steel cut.
Oats, steel cut oats. Ones.
Oh my God.
And dumped them into the bathtub along with probably.
But she left it all there. That's, you have two WTFs.
Red onions.
Oh, she did the red ones.
Red.
Oh, that's even worse.
Red onions laying in my bathtub.
Gross.
In layers. So what happened was she laid in that bathtub.
Oh my God. Did she put water all over that shit?
Well, yeah,
and then she left it all there for
the water.
And left all the stuff.
And all that.
And all the
shit
oats and the onions were laying on the bottom of my bathtub.
That's gross. Who cleaned it up?
So I took a picture of it. I did.
I know you did.
You know what? I took a picture of it and I sent it to her and I was basically like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I thought that all went down the drain.
Oh, you were going to put onions down the drain.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
I said, what in the actual hell are there red onions
ew.
And oats ew. In my bathtub?
That's disgusting.
For days it was there.
Gross, oh, Corey.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That was my WTF.
That's a good one.
That is, yeah. Okay. Way better than the flu shot.
Well.
But stuff like this happens. I actually took a picture of it. I'm going to show you what my bathtub
gross.
Looked like. Yeah.
Send me the picture.
I will. I will.
Okay. Hard switch to the boobie journey.
Yeah.
Because to say the word breast cancer, like it's easier to be like, October's breast cancer awareness, but to be like, hi, let's talk about your breast cancer is harder to say.
I like that you just said boobie journey.
Boobie mm-hmm. journey. Well, because I see you like once a year.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I saw you, I think I was walking around in my neighborhood and you had parked there for something.
Yes.
And you're like, Dodson. So, you know, I'm looking around like the dummy that I am like, hello, what? And it was Heather.
Uh-huh.
So we had a good like 20 minute chat, which was awesome. I had either just bought my boobs or I was about to buy them.
You were about to.
I was about to buy them.
Yep.
So that was part of what we discussed, which I thought was kind of crazy because
yeah,
yours were a year old or something.
No, about five.
Oh, they were 5
yeah.
years old. Oh,
yeah, I know.
Okay. So this is, I only seeing you once a year and not being the kind of person that stares at somebody else's boobs.
Right.
I didn't know how long you had had them.
Yeah.
But we were talking boobies, which mm-hmm. I just think's funny because we'll do this once a year.
Yeah.
We'll talk about boobs.
Yeah.
Well, give me the backstory quick. So did you have the boobs like just...
Because.
Just because.
Just because my children destroyed them.
They
so.
Do that.
Got it. So when you got your boobs, you did not have the breast cancer.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to
yep.
be clear that
so,
you
yeah.
were that you didn't do a reconstructive
In fact,
surgery
it's interesting
5 years ago.
Because fast forward, they said that it might have actually helped me find it faster because the implants compress the tissue more and it gives that
oh,
it like brings it more
there,
to the front.
There's a reason
and I'm like,
to get some.
There's a healthy reason to have implants.
It's healthy.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, they look good and they save you.
Branded
wow.
like a queen. Perfect. So give us the journey. Like you just went one day for routine checkup. Were you one of the women that followed the rules and did the whole like press, push to see?
It probably started in my mid-30s to go way far back. I did one day, like, because they, you know, they come on TV and they're like, oh, you do these self-checks. And
right. Into the armpit,
it's fine,
blah,
it's
blah,
fine.
Blah. Right.
And I was laying there one day and I'm like, oh, let me try this self-check thing. And I found a lump. Now, I'm cysty. Like, I have cysts. And so here I am melting down and freaking out. And, you know, because it's the first one you ever find. And so, you know, it ended up being nothing. But it
in
put,
your 30s?
In my mid-30s, yeah.
Okay.
But it put me on a, we're just going to watch you, though, because you do have a lot going on. So it's worthy to keep an eye on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was like, okay, great.
And
so,
this is when you found that first lump or
mm-hmm,
cyst,
mm-hmm.
you did or did not already have...
I did not have my implants. Yeah.
Okay.
No. So I kind of got put on a every year or so plan. They just checked me. No big deal.
Every year exam or the mammograms?
Mammogram.
Or so, okay.
Yeah.
Because
so
I think we're supposed to start doing that
40.
When we're 40.
40. Mm-hmm. Yep. So then at 39, went in for my routine. And I'm that person that goes in for the mammogram and it's just an automatic trip over to ultrasound. I don't know why they don't just start there, but whatever. They have their routine. So they found something in the mammogram. So went to ultrasound.
At 39.
And it was just a little collection. They call them hyperplasia cells, but they were starting to collect. And so there's a whole bunch of fancy words that I never bothered remembering, but I basically got the equivalent of a little lumpectomy. So just to remove that little collection of cells,
uh-huh.
there was a 30% chance they might return. The end.
Hmm.
I'm now on a 6-month plan. So they watched me. So for 2 years, it was every 6 months checking me. And of course, last year, I graduated. They're like,
oh,
you're good. You get to go back to the normal person plan
oh, really?
Of 1 year.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
nice. Okay.
Awesome.
And you still don't have your implants at this point?
Still, no. Oh, yeah. I got my implants in the middle of all this. So
oh,
when
so
did
you
I get
did.
Them?
Okay. Okay.
Maybe 37 when I got those.
Okay.
Yeah, 36, 37.
So that journey that you were on initially didn't impact your decision to...
No.
Do that. No. Okay.
I go get the lumpectomy. They do 2 years of screens. They're like, hey, you're good. Moving on to a normal person again. 10 months later, I think you quarantine. I'm like, I've got nothing but time. I was having a little bit of pain. And when I had this collection of cells, I had a little bit of pain. So I was like, I haven't had pain like that for a while. So I went ahead and just hopped in the shower, did a quick screen
mm-hmm.
right away.
Really?
Right away found
you
a lump.
You could feel it right away like
yep.
that?
Was it in the same place as the first one, or yes. Is this a different?
Oh. Yes. So I called my doctor. It was over the weekend, of course. Call my doctor, and they're like, well, we're shut down. CDC has shut us down. We can't do screenings. We can't do. And I said, no, but it's me.
They didn't shut down like cancer stuff, though.
Well, because my doctor works out of Edward Hospital.
Yeah.
The hospital's got nothing considered non-emergency was allowed.
Because, and that's not an emergency?
That's what I said. I was like,
was this early on, like in February or March?
This was March 16th.
I feel like the world in March was still, like, really, really shut down. Unless
I know people didn't know what was coming exactly, but this whole, like, that's a little weird. Like,
yeah. So, and the nurse was just, she felt bad. She said, I'm so sorry. And, you know, so she scheduled me right away for May. And said, this is the earliest we can schedule. If we're allowed to open up sooner, we'll. And I said, I'm not some 40-year-old that's just like, hi, I need my first mammogram. Like,
right.
I'm a patient. I found a lump. I'm having pain. She's like, we're nothing. We can't do anything.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So did you have 3 months of anxiety?
6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
6 weeks. So, yeah. So then we got to May, and it was a whirlwind, which I had a feeling it would be. So,
damn it.
So yeah, it was a telehealth, it was a mammogram ultrasound, it was a biopsy, and then the following week was diagnosis, followed by MRI, followed by just all the things. So,
wow, comfortable sharing what your diagnosis.
So I was initially diagnosed with stage 1 invasive lobular cancer. I also had
invasive. What is lobular?
Lobular
mean?
Carcinoma.
Like one lobe.
See, like this is where I did not do well in anatomy and physiology. So,
I mean, you were queen. You don't have to be a scientist too. It's fine.
Ductal cancer is very common. It's probably 50% of the women that get breast cancer have some form of ductal. Lobular is a smaller percentage. It's only like 15% is lobular based. My doctor said that it's lazy and elusive, to which my husband laughed at me.
It's lazy and elusive.
Of course you have lazy
just
cancer.
Just like us.
I'm like, hey.
Lazy. I'm not lazy. I work too hard. But elusive, that might be sexy.
Yeah. So it was a stage 1 with a little bit of stage 0 cancer, lobular, it's LCIS, lobular carcinoma in situ, which basically means it's cancer just hanging out waiting to do something.
Mm. Oh, like the way that people say everybody has a little cancer. Yeah, you just don't know when it's going to decide to go
so
where.
So it's already there. It's just, and they know it. Like, so it's not considered nothing.
Right.
It's considered a stage 0. Like it has a life.
Okay.
But so that was the results. I decided, you know, from the get-go, kind of once all my options were given to me, already crossed this bridge once, this hyperplasia that I had was a baby to now what I had. And so I'm like, this thing is trying to come back for me. Mm. I'm out. We are doing a double mastectomy. We are just lobbing these off and starting all over again. So that was a pretty easy decision for me.
Yeah.
Went to the plastic surgeon. That is a whole nother ball game. Oh my gosh. He shows you pictures. I'm like, I do not want to see this.
So that's for sure done with the plastic surgeon.
Yes.
Then you go back for the medical part.
Yeah,
there is no medical lobbying off.
So
plastic surgery.
Well, they work as a team. So
oh, good.
I have a surgical oncologist. So she does all the cancer removal. And then the plastic surgeon came in and did his piece of it. And then he puts in the expanders and that whole thing.
Okay, what are those?
They're hard and they're plastic and they suck.
Today's show is brought to you by Ebby, a seamless underwear membership co-founded by actress and entrepreneur Sofia Vergara.
Ebby is a flawless, seamless underwear brand for women to lead empowered lives in. Unleash your power and lift up other women in undies you'll be obsessed with.
The idea of an underwear membership keeps your underwear drawer fresh and helps fund cyclical microfinance loans for women around the world.
Underwear is essential. Women empowering each other is essential. We see undies and empowerment as the ultimate pair.
Ebby's are effortless and smooth. Their no-slip grip keeps everything in place, prevents slipping down or riding up. No panty lines ever. Seamless panties that form to your body like a second skin.
Cotton lining to keep your lady parts healthy. Body-glorifying fits and styles and sizes extra small to 4X.
By joining Ebby, you will have access to exclusive members-only offers, free shipping, limited edition prints, and weekly power tips on confidence, getting shit done, and living your best life.
When you choose to join Ebby, you get to wear the absolute best while empowering women out of poverty and into business. How badass is that? With a loan as small as $90, a woman can transform her life, lift her family out of poverty, and build a stronger community. When she pays her loan back, the loan becomes available for another woman.
We are fiercely committed to positive impact on repeat. So get your butt in here and join our membership or shop Ebby Seamless Panties now at joinebby.com with our special 20% off promo code MOMS20. Again, that is joinebby, joinebby.com, promo code MOMS20 for 20% off your first order.
This episode of Two Moms and a Mic is sponsored by Swanson Health. Swanson Health has been producing quality vitamins and supplements, foods, healthy home, and self-care products for over 50 years from the heart of America. Swanson Health is the only company to offer full spectrum of wellness products for mind, body, and home. From quality vitamins and supplements to cruelty-free beauty items to eco-friendly home products, Swanson Health is here to keep you healthy. Swanson Health only supports products they're proud to use and give to their own family, backing everything by strict quality standards with the Swanson Quality Code. I am personally a happy customer of Swanson Health products. One of my favorites is the Bee Stress Complex supplement, specifically formulated to replenish nutrients lost during high stress times. What I love about Swanson Health is they also offer so much more than their brand name products. I regularly order collagen peptides dietary supplement by the brand Vital Proteins. I just pour a scoop of collagen into my morning coffee for healthy joints and beyond. Swanson Health carries over 20,000 wellness products at a great value. Pick up all your favorite health products plus discover new ones for your wellness routine. If you want to try any of Swanson Health's great products for yourself, use promo code 2MOMS20, that's capital TWOMOMS20, for 20% off site-wide and free shipping on orders $50 or more on swanson.com.
Where is it sitting?
The expanders. So they actually, because of the implants, I already had a pocket formed.
Oh.
So they put mine in the pocket. So okay. They sit under the muscle. But they are, people said they're a little uncomfortable. They suck.
And why is that there?
Because then what they do is 2 weeks after surgery, they start filling them up with saline. And they make them as big as you're going to get. You know, so every week it's kind of like you get a new boob job every week.
Wait, so you won't go and get every week. You won't go and get the silicone again.
I will. These are temporary. Let me tell you, these are hard. This one has flipped over. That's a tree. Oh. Let me tell you.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, it doesn't. No,
I don't understand why those are there if you're just going to get new.
So what they do is because otherwise your skin would.
Oh.
It would, you know, for the time and all that. So it keeps the skin stretched prepared.
So you're just carrying around little hard salt bag things for now.
Super great.
Amazing.
And they have magnets on them.
Why?
Because that's how they connect to fill them. I did not know
Shit.
You know, it's one of those like, it's going to be done. I don't want to know how it happens. And they literally like, it's like a heat-seeking missile and it finds the magnet and this little needle goes in and fills it up.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. So, well, that's a whole thing I've never heard of in my life.
Yeah. It was crazy. So I decided, I'm in the plastic surgeon. He's showing me all the pictures. I'm like, stop showing me the pictures. I've already made up my mind. I don't need to see this disaster that I'm about to encounter, right?
Aww.
And then he gets to the picture of the nipples with the tattoo. Like, you can do a 3D tattoo.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I looked at him like, what's that? He said, that's the 3D tattoo. I said, I'm in. I looked at my husband. I go, I'm in. He's like, you're sure you're in? I go, I am in. I don't have a tattoo anywhere on my body. Never have, you know. I'm like, I am in. He's like, this is the tattoo you want. And I go, yep, two of them. One on each side.
Wait.
Tattoo.
They don't give you plastic nipples with your reconstructed boobs?
You don't get plastic, no. Sometimes they can save yours, but mine, I was not a candidate for that.
Wow, I don't know shit about shit. This is all news to me.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
So
are you writing a book about this? You really ordered tattooed nipples.
Well, so once they finish the final reconstruction.
You're going to get your first tattoo.
I'm going to get my first two tattoos.
Oh my God.
I know.
Well, hot damn.
So yeah.
What is a 3D tattoo? It just gives you the illusion that it's
But it goes on the end of your nice new boobie.
Correct.
So you just don't have the nipple.
Correct.
But it looks like it.
So he said...
I can't wait to see them. Are we going to have an unveiling
party? We will, absolutely. I will show them to anybody.
I want to be there.
Done.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Done. Oh my God, that's cool.
So yeah. So we did the double mastectomy. We got the pathology back. And I actually was filled with cancer. So they did not think that. The MRI had said there was only the one area of concern. My entire right side was filled with stage zero cancer. And it was in two lymph nodes. Which
so it was sitting there waiting to keep bothering you and turning into stage one and painful.
Yes.
And what about the other side?
Left side is clear. So we didn't have to worry about anything over there. But because it was in the lymph nodes, the results from surgery just propelled me into... Surgery was supposed to be it. There was not supposed to be any further treatment outside of a daily, you know, pill that I take to block my hormones. But, you know, surgery had a different path. So.
And that was not your decision.
Surgery?
The results from surgery, then it was not your choice to get radiation or not. That was just what you're supposed to do.
So that's the great thing about my cancer is I was gray down the line for every decision.
Oh, lovely.
So I got to choose. Do you want a lumpectomy? Do you want a mastectomy?
But was that hard?
No, not for me.
Really?
So my gut all along has been just, this is what has to happen. This is what has to, you know, so if when given two choices, I'm like, that one. Like there's not been any hesitation.
Wow.
So
that's comforting.
That's a big, you know, people have just been amazing. You know, they're praying, they're, you know, putting out good juju, that, you know, and I said, you know, that's just got to be all those things that's guiding my decisions. So, so we got all that back. And so now I'm in the gray zone. You know, you can, well, it's in two lymph nodes. So we'll check and make sure you don't need chemo. Well, you might benefit from radiation. You might, you know, and then it just kept winding, and thank goodness chemo got, I don't know how people go through that. That's, they are on a whole nother plane of strong. It's amazing. But yeah. So then we started the radiation journey and that's where we're at. So, and they said you might have a little burn and I am on fire.
On fire. I find it remarkable that you had all these gray areas and you were just quick to make a decision within the gray area. It wasn't black and white. So it was just your gut feeling. Did you have
good
to go
job
and
listening
do,
to it? It's part of her queenship, I
well,
think.
Well, I think so.
Because my dumbass sits there and I'm like, oh, I'm in the gray. Okay.
Did you like then go home and just scare yourself with all the information on the internet?
Oh, yeah. Did you get like a no Google direction from your doctor?
I did. When she gave me the diagnosis, she said, now don't go Google this.
Right. And you're like, of course I will.
I literally told her. I said, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I go, I might wait till tomorrow, but I'm going to. Yeah. And it's funny because in the first 3 minutes of me looking up the diagnosis and, you know, whatever, it matched everything she said. And I was like, all right, there's no reason to like go down this rabbit hole. So I have largely only use the internet when I need to look up something for reference.
How sensible of you.
And for the most part, it's been talking to other people and hearing other women's stories. And everybody's is different, but I take bits and pieces of their takeaways, you know, to kind of influence. And I've had a good friend that went through this. And, you know, unfortunately, despite her fight, she did not make it. And, you know, she's the same age. Her children are the same age. And that has been a large driving force as well.
Right.
So
I know who you're talking about and I don't know her well, but I would assume that she would feel honored by you using her experience as something to help you be very proactive, right? So
yes.
We don't have to say goodbye to two of our community icons.
Yes. Icon is a little
just
strong.
Accept it. Can you talk a little bit about that, like in the greater context of how you felt as a mom, knowing like that was, I think the most painful thing for everybody in our community when we lost this other friend was like, it's the hardest thing ever to even begin to imagine what the children go through when they lose their mother. So you're already dealing with having to, obviously you can't not tell your daughters what you're dealing with. That by itself is a huge thing to deal with. But then you also have this experience you're bringing where you saw these girls lose their mom.
Yes.
Are you comfortable talking about that a little bit? Like how you personally as a mom dealt with it?
Yeah. So
because your daughters are teens, right?
Yeah. And they're the same age as her kids. There's a lot of not parallels between our cancer journey, but there's a lot of parallels between our personal.
Yeah.
You know? I've always been upfront with my kids when, you know, I couldn't hide when I had to go get this little collection of cells removed. I told them I just had to go get something checked.
Just really quick, did they know that you had already had implants? Did you tell your daughters that?
No. Oh,
I'm
my
just
gosh.
Curious.
So this was 5-6 years ago. So they were younger, right?
Okay, okay.
And so all I said was, Mommy, you know, some things you can fix with exercise and diet and some things you can't. And Mommy, it has to go fix something that I can't fix with exercise and diet.
Right. Like
they were little. They didn't really
pay
attention, you know, whatever. So it's actually really funny when we got the diagnosis and the whole thing, I was telling them, well, Mommy's going to have a double mastectomy. And that means they're going to, you know, remove my breasts. And yeah, and my little one is very just straightforward. She's 12. And she said, you're going to get fake boobs?
And actually, they're going to remove my fake boobs.
And
I'm going to get a better pair.
And,
yes.
And
I'm getting an upgrade.
And so I'm like, well, she was little when I had this whole course.
Right.
So I had
That's
to try
hilarious.
Not to laugh. And I'm like, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And my older one.
Did they not know when you got the man, honestly?
I guess they did
not. Stop wearing such big sweaters, Heather.
You had to recover from that.
But I guess because they were little and they didn't.
They just
knew I had a surgery. They didn't know really what
it was. Oh, that's amazing.
And so
that's funny all by itself.
So my older one.
You totally snuck implants into your house. That's so funny.
So my older one, who I thought for sure knew, right? She's like, well, Mommy, are you going to be able to float in the pool? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Don't you love their random questions?
And I said, well, no more than I currently can. Like,
well, they're two big balloons, duh.
I know. So it was funny. But yeah, when I told them the news, you know, the diagnosis, I told them up front, you know, my older one, she hacked into my car radio. Her Spotify is programmed into my car radio. And so I'm like, Mommy has an appointment. I have to get something checked out. You know, there was just a little lump. It's probably the same as last time. No big deal, you know, whatever. So I'm on my way to the hospital to go get a biopsy. And all of a sudden she hacks in and she starts playing Celine Dion All by Myself. I'm like, really?
Really?
She's like, All by Myself. I'm like, come on, child. Like, this whole, like, they have kept me, like, so grounded. I was just telling Dodson before we started here that everybody should have a teenager that just keeps them like completely grounded during cancer because they do not let you get full of yourself at all. Like, and she is the best. Like, they have pulled out the most amazing surprises and support. And I woke up this morning to signs all over the house, how it was the last day of radiation. And, you know, this whole, you know, you've got this mom boss. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. She loves Mean Girl references.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a thing on my car, get in the car, loser. We're going to go kick cancer's booty, you know. So it was so.
Do
they,
you let them swear and say, fuck cancer?
I do not.
I knew it.
Thank you, Queen Heather.
They are not allowed to swear ever. Even though I know they probably do it with their friends, it's a no.
See, Corey, you're not
with you. I am with you, Briggs. You know, but there, when I told them the initial diagnosis, then their brain immediately went to their friends and the friend that we lost. Mm-hmm. And they asked if I was going to lose my hair like she did. And I said no, that they didn't think I would need chemo. And then they asked if I was going to be okay. And I said yes. I am. We're going to get through this and we're going to be fine. And they said, okay. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
So do you feel like they were pretty rational in the response? So they weren't like terrified or like, did you feel as a mom that you had to protect them from any part of your treatment journey or anything? No. Wow.
No. And I think that's what made it less. I've always been very upfront with them. I did not expose them to what I looked like after surgery. If they would have asked, I would have been willing to show, but they didn't.
No need to overshare graphics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't.
Even though I
want to
see
that
nipple tat so bad.
It'll be there. Six
Me
months.
Too.
6 months. That was the one piece they didn't want any part of. And
yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just kind of meet them where they're at. And as they ask questions, I was very straightforward with my answers. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Well done.
So thank you. Thank you. It's nobody writes a book on this, let me tell you.
Oh, no. And I mean, it sounds like you're handling it like
I know you're
a
kind of
being, rock star.
See, some people earn their names.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
I need a new last name like Jackass. Jen Jackass. God. I can own my name now because I'm Jenny the Jackass. Oh,
Jenny the Jackass.
So funny.
So then that brings us to your win. We always end
with a
win. I
know you are the big winner today.
Ugh. So my win. Well, it's the last day of radiation.
I know.
Cheers. We have to cheers to that.
I'm cheersing to that.
Thank you for sharing all of that publicly. I thought that was really courageous of you. And it made it seem like you were still approachable and things were normal and okay. It wasn't like, did you hear about Heather?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and I just wanted, ever since I started this, my husband is very private and he's like, you're going to put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I want people to reach out who've been through this, who can tell me their experience. But mm-hmm. I want people to then, they ever have to go through this. I remember Heather did this.
Well, yeah,
I've had four people since I posted that. They're going through some version of this.
Well, see?
And I'm like, this is why
you're an advocate. When you're going through stuff like that, whether it's that or anything that is on a huge scale that could be, you know, life altering, I feel like there needs to be this community rally of people. It takes a village.
Right?
I mean, my husband is very much like your husband. He's very private. My husband's not even on Facebook. He thinks Facebook is like the devil.
Uh-huh.
And probably most people that see my Facebook even wonder if I'm married because like, does she even have a husband? Because I never mention him. He just doesn't want to be a part of it. You know, even with this podcast and the general topic core of the foundation of why we do this podcast in the first place was for that very reason, just trying to, you know, build that community of people that can possibly relate to being mothers and raising teenagers and all of the challenges that come with that. My husband said the same thing. He's like, I hope you're not going to like go air like really bad stuff that, you know.
No. We save our really bad stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're Briggs and Dodson, not the Dr. Phil or Maury or whatever thing.
It'd be funny if the people that listen to our podcast actually think that we've shared everything.
We haven't.
Not even close.
We have enough surface chaos.
Yeah. We have enough surface chaos. And
you can hide the rest of the crazy.
We have to protect the privacy of our families and our children, and that's what we do. But I can totally appreciate that you have been upfront and that you've actually been able to reach other people that are going through this. And I think that's amazing.
You did it really well, too. You didn't do this thing. Like, it never looked like you were doing it for drama or attention seeking. Like, just well done,
Thank
Heather.
You
did very it in a way that was very not, sensible not like, and just comforting. And I think, honestly, like, you're the one that could use the encouragement and comfort, but you keeping positive and sharing your cute little lattes and what you're doing, like, makes the rest of us feel really comfortable. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You kind of cozied up the COVID world for us a little bit.
We try, because COVID and cancer, they're...
Yeah.
That's a topic for another day.
Okay, so... What is your next thing? Like, today's your big, awesome graduation day, and then you just need to chill, like, literally with the burns, and then
I will continue hormone therapy or hormone suppressions. That's going to be going on for the next 10 years, and then reconstruction is in 6 months.
So 6 months gives you time to just settle and heal from radiation and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So where are we in 6 months? What month is it?
April.
Oh, so then you'll have the big like debut in the summer.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And they'll still be big because they won't even have dropped yet for
right.
6 months. So
they would not have even settled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You better be rocking that bikini on
spring
break.
I can't wait to see those.
You can't even start that. It'll be a great tankini.
Tankini, right. Well, not all of us can walk around in a string bikini.
Excuse me, I can't. Thank you very much. I have a stomach thing. Jeez.
Well, get the name of her plastic surgeon and go get that cut off. What can you do?
Lob it off, I guess, and tattoo myself a 3D belly button.
There
I mean, what the fuck?
That's the highlight of getting them done. They give you a little bit of lipo, too, to put a little fat in there. Yes. So that's what I said. I'm just building up what they need to take for lipo.
That's right.
So you just cannot even stop with your wins today. Like, you just keep them
She's
coming.
She's winning enough for all of us.
I love it, Heather Queen.
I will share my wins.
Please do. And please keep... Are you going to keep sharing things as you go?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. But we want private access to the tattooed nipple.
Done.
Maybe we'll even do video here.
That'll be amazing. There we go. It'll be...
It's a nipple.
We'll bring Bill Allen back in.
Two moms and they're almost porn. No.
And girls gone wild.
I think it then becomes moms gone wild.
There you go.
Okay. You're awesome. We're lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
And this is the month for breast cancer awareness. Is that what we say?
Awareness. October.
So perfect. Yeah. You could not have branded your journey any better.
I know.
I mean, love your warrior shirt. You are a warrior.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I'm happy to be done with this phase.
We're so lucky you were here on your magic day. So go and have an amazing lunch.
Thank you.
With Bubbly.
Yes.
We should have you back after you have your brand new boobs. With video.
With video.
And cleavage.
I'll wear a super tight tank top.
Yeah, you will.
That would be amazing.
All right. Cheers, queen.
Cheers,
queen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.